Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the series Qiyamah, the Final Reckoning. So, in the last discussion, we spoke about the resurrection. The Arabic words al-ba'th wa nushur, which means the restoration of the body and bringing it back to life on the day of resurrection. We spoke about the verse from Surah Yasin, where Allah says, وَنُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ. When they are resurrected, they'll come out of their graves. قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا. And they will be bewildered. You know, who has raised us up from our places of sleep, they will say. We also explained that this will be preceded by rain that will fall on the decomposed bodies, and the decomposed bodies will grow again from the tailbone, from the coccyx. We also mentioned that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala uses this example as well when talking about how water on earth in this worldly life resurrects the dead earth. It falls onto the seeds which are lying dormant in the earth, and all of a sudden you start to see growth. So it will fall on these bodies that have decomposed, and it will grow the body again from the coccyx, from the tailbone. And we went through the ahadith in that regard. It will be somewhat of a new creation. You won't die. The first time you were created and it was inevitable you were going to die. You'd be able to see things you were not able to see before, like the jinn and the angels. Those who end up in Jannah won't spit or urinate or defecate. And the scholars explain that the two creations, meaning the one that was created in the world, the human created in the world and the human created at the time of resurrection, will not exactly be the same, but they won't be totally different either. They will be two things of the same category. So that's where we stopped the last time. Now, who will be the first person for whom the earth will be split open? It will be none other than Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In a hadith in Sahih Muslim, it is narrated that Abu Hurairah radiallahu anh said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I will be the leader of the children of Adam on the day of resurrection, and the first one for whom the grave will be split open, and the first one to intercede, and the first one whose intercession will be accepted. In another narration of Bukhari and Muslim, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the trumpet will be blown and everyone in the heavens and on earth will fall unconscious except for those whom Allah wills. Then the trumpet will be blown a second time and I will be the first one to be resurrected. And I will see Musa alayhi salam holding on to the throne. I do not know whether he will be excused because he fell unconscious at the time of the incident at the mount when he asked Allah that, can he see Allah? So because of that, you know, that time he fell unconscious, yeah, Allah excused him, or whether he was resurrected before me. Now, what will be gathered? On the day of judgment, all men, all jinn will be gathered. ذَلِكَ يَوْمٌ مَجْمُوعٌ لَهُ النَّاسِ وَذَلِكَ يَوْمٌ مَشْهُودٌ. Allah says, that is a day whereon mankind will be gathered together, and that is a day when all, meaning the dwellers of the heavens and the earth, will be present. قُلْ إِنَّ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ لَمَجْمُوعُونَ إِلَىٰ مِيقَاتِ يَوْمٍ مَعْلُومٍ. That say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, verily those of old and those of later times, all will surely be gathered together for appointed meeting of a known day. These are verses of the Quran. أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يَأْتِ بِكُمُ اللَّهُ جَمِيعًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Allah says, wheresoever you may be, Allah will bring you together on the day of resurrection, because Allah is truly able to do all things. So all men, all jinn will be gathered. And they'll be submissive to Allah. Allah will know the count, the exact count. Allah says, "In kullu man fi samawati wal ardi illa ati ar-Rahmani 'abda." There is none in the heavens and the earth, but that they will come unto Allah as a slave. "Laqad ahsahum wa 'addahum 'adda." Verily, He knows each one of them and has counted them a full counting. "Wa kulluhum atihi yawm al-qiyamati farda." And every one of them will come to Him alone, without any helper or protector. وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا. And you shall gather all of them so as to leave not one of them behind. You won't be able to escape the reckoning. Now the question is, will the animals also be resurrected and gathered? The majority viewpoint is yes. They look at verses like وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ, where Allah says, and when the wild beasts shall be gathered together. So there is some disagreement of the scholars, but the majority view is that even the animals will be resurrected, birds, insects, etc. But for them, there will be no Jannah or Jahannam after all injustices are sorted out. Where, you know, if there was an animal without horns that was victimized by an animal with horns, they will have their revenge. Thereafter, they will be told, be dust, and they will cease to exist. What will be then the condition of the human, of the son of Adam, when he's resurrected? That we will discuss in the next discussion, inshallah.